In the sermon for this morning, we reflect on all three readings, for all readings talk about this light of Christ to the Gentiles, to all people. I start out and introduce the sermon by reading two verses of the Ephesians 3 reading. Paul said, "And to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The Isaiah prophecy really points the people to look to the Lord. And again, it's important for us always to remember, and I've said it many times in Bible class and from the pulpit, when this word, this name, the Lord, all capital letters, is used in the Old Testament, in the English translations, it is reflecting the fact that in the Hebrew, that is the word Yahweh. It's not like a generic word God or Master. It is Yahweh. This is the true God, the covenant God, as he revealed himself to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 tribes. This was the name that God gave to Moses when Moses was called at the burning bush. And Moses said to God, "Who should I tell the people sent me to you?" And he says, "I am," that is Yahweh, the Lord. Isaiah is very specific. Where does the light for the people come from? It comes from this covenant God, the Lord, who created all things, who revealed himself through the prophets to the people. Nowhere else is there light for the people but the Lord. When I was looking at this passage, there's many things you can notice, but did you notice that verse 6 at the end of the reading, they are to bring good news. This is good news that is going to come forth in the shining of the Lord, the gospel. The Lord, Yahweh, revealed himself to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the sons and descendants of Jacob, to Moses, and Moses wrote down that very specifically. And there were Gentiles in Abraham's time and Jacob's time and Moses' time who knew of the Lord of the Israelites. But there were many other gods that were worshipped. But some Gentiles, some non-Jews, knew about him. But what is significant here that Paul talks about is that there is a mystery that God, the Lord, is not just for Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 tribes, but he is for all people. And this mystery, the wise men knew. They had a sense of. They were not Jews, but they followed the star to come to find Jesus. Even though he's born king of the Jews, he was their king too. And even though he was their king too, it was not only a king. But what did the wise men say? The wise men said, "We want to worship him." That means that the wise men knew he was not only human, but he was God. Both king, their king, and their God. The wise men show us that right from the get-go, right from the beginning, right at Jesus' birth, peace for all people, as the angel choir sang, and peace, goodwill among all people. Ephesians 3, in that chapter, Paul talks about, this is the mystery, is that the Gentiles, that is all people, not only the descendants of Abraham, but all people are in God's kingdom. And what really caught my attention, and it's important for us to think about, is what Paul said in verse 10, that through the church, this manifold wisdom of God might be made known to all authorities in heaven and on earth. Through you and me. This wisdom of God that Christ is for all people is made known. And Paul writes that to the Christians in Ephesus, and he's talking about all Gentiles. Through all Gentiles who believe in Jesus, God's broad church throughout the time and ages, this mystery is to be made known. In a small way, you might make a little metaphor, and you might say the wise men were the first church members, New Testament church members. That's making a point. It's not maybe strictly true. We have the shepherds, and we have others too. But the wise men were Gentiles. They were non-Jews. And they knew who they were looking for. They were wise. And that was, this plan was not God's, like, we might come up with a plan, we're trying to plan this, and that doesn't work out, so we plan this, and that doesn't work out, so we come to plan C, and we do that. That's not the way Paul talks about this plan from God, to reveal to all authorities that Christ is the Savior. Paul talks about it as an eternal plan. No mistakes in God's plan. All contingencies were thought through by God. It is not mistake or coincidence that you and I are in church today hearing the gospel. This is part of God's eternal plan. That is what St. Paul says. He reveals this through the church. The wise men were really wise. They went into Jerusalem, the capital, traditional historic capital of the Jewish nation, now not really independent, they're under the Romans, but their rulers were from there, and the Roman rulers were based in Jerusalem. And they behaved, and they spoke. The words that Matthew gives us is, the unspoken words is, the king of the Jews is not here. It's not any of you folks here. You see that? Where is he who was born king of the Jews? It's none of you here already ruling. It's somebody else, somebody new. Well, that alone is going to create a stir, isn't it? The true ruler is not the one here. And people are going to react to that. Think of the wisdom behind that. Looking as strangers coming into this situation, and the Holy Spirit revealed to them, it's not any of these guys. That's wisdom. Wisdom from God. And there's also wisdom from God in that, as I already mentioned, that they declared they wanted to worship this one who was born. In the Jewish setting, in the world at that time, you don't worship something that is not divine, that is not God. So they knew that this one born was God. And that is a divine wisdom. That is a wisdom from the Holy Spirit. So they knew that the politicians in charge in Jerusalem at that time, they were not the ones, and they knew that the one they were looking for was to be worshipped. That alone is a message, isn't it? Look for the one who is God. Look for the one who is different from all the other rulers. This star that led the wise men was certainly something God arranged. It really led them, and think much about that star. It says they rejoiced greatly when they saw the star. They knew this was from God. They knew that God was going to show them that baby, that one to be worshiped, and they rejoiced in it. There was a deep faith in that. That is wisdom. And in that wisdom and faith, when they saw the child, they bowed down to worship him. Think of that wisdom of the wise men and apply it to your own lives. There are many temporary answers to situations we might find. Some answers work, some answers don't. But God's answer, God's son to the world, is the central, is the focus point that he is trying to draw all of us, all of our attention to, that in him, in Christ, born of Mary, is the one we should pay attention to, is the one, as the wise men did, travel to meet, is the one that is focused in our lives, is different from all the other rulers and powers. And Paul says that through the church of the Gentiles, you and me, and our attention to this baby born and the man grown up, died and risen, our attention to that is a witness to the world. And that is God's eternal plan. The wise men point us to this. There's a lot of different wisdoms in this world that follow this ideology, follow this belief, follow this. Do this and you will live a good life. Look to the child born of Mary. That is God's wisdom and God's light. And when we do, we are also witness to the world. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for your grace and favor to the wise men, that you led them to Jesus and to know and believe that he is your son. He is truly God. We ask you that you would continue to bring into our minds every single day this good news, this healing news, this forgiving news, that the light of the world and the light of our lives is Jesus, and that in him you have forgiven us our sins and made peace with us. Help us also to share this good news with others. And again, thank you for leading the wise men. They are a great witness to us. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.